This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, so it's Thursday night, and that means Wayne gets an extra hour to, I guess he pumps iron and runs around the track and, you know, lifts things, puts heavy things in the air, lets everything down on the ground. Remember that commercial? That was funny. I lift things up, I put them down. I lift them up, I put them down. But my name is Lee Elsie, and I get a chance to fill in on the USA Radio Network for the first hour on Thursday's show, and I'm looking very forward to it tonight. I'm psyched. I'm happy to be here. 833-927-8255-833-WAR-TALK. My email address has not changed. Feel free to email me, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. I do have a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour, Chris Hadnagy, and we're going to talk about sex trafficking, in fact, with this Epstein case out there. So we'll spend some time talking about that during that segment at the bottom of the hour. But right now, since I haven't talked to you in a whole week, actually a week and a day, I think, last Thursday was the 4th of July, I want to open up and talk about what everybody else has been talking about. But again, since I only get one shot to do it, I got to do it now. I got to talk to you about this United States women's soccer team, and in particular, Miss Rapinoe. How do we say her name? Rapinoe? That's the same. I get different versions. Yeah, or dummy, as some people like to call her. But here's the thing. Let's start with the equal pay. And I get a chance to talk about this from an entirely different perspective, I think, than most people you may hear on talk radio. I was very fortunate. I did get a chance to get paid to play a sport for a number of years. I was in the St. Louis Cardinals system for a couple of years and bounced around. So I do have a professional athletic background. So I know what it's like to get that cool check at the end of the month. Now, when I played, it was a little bit different. As a minor leaguer, I made a whopping $750 a month my first year with the Cards, and I got a nice raise to $850 the second year when I was playing with them. And it was a little bit different when I played in Europe and over in Australia. Not really that much. And these women, again, are complaining in a big, big way. In fact, making it the centerpiece of everything that they're talking about. Even during the parade, they were going out of their way to hold signs and have chants about equal pay, etc. Here's the bottom line. Just like everything else in capitalism, you get paid what you're worth. If you're worth X, you should get paid X. Now, if the men and the women are bringing in similar amounts of money, okay, I'm on board. If the men make 10 times as much as the women, but the men's soccer program brings in 10 times as much, where's the beef? Where is the argument in that? Now, if the women can show that they're bringing in equal amounts of money to the men, okay, you got an argument. But the idea is they already signed and bargained this contract. You know, and they had a great run. They're a great team. They're a champion. Best team in the world. Except, of course, that they lost to a 15 and under Dallas sort of get together kind of ASU. What is it? ASU? What do they call it? Anyway, the get together, the travel teams for soccer. They lost to a group of young boys 5-2 a couple years ago. So maybe not the greatest team in the world, the greatest female team in the world. But they're making a pretty decent amount of money for what they do. Now, again, they should make as much as they possibly can. I'm all for that. That's what capitalism is all about. But to make it all about money, in this case, seems a little bit disappointing, if that makes any sense. So the group led by the very disrespectful Rapinoe, and her antics, the idea that she went out of her way to disrespect not only the flag, but the national anthem and the country, and she's not visiting the blanking White House, and all that goes along with that, made it very difficult for somebody like me who is not a soccer fan. I'm not a soccer fan. I wouldn't really watch much of the match. Unless it was an American championship game, I probably wouldn't get sucked into that. But when they acted, in particular a couple of the young women, when they acted the way that they acted, I didn't want anything to do with that. So I was turned off by that whole thing. And I'm sure they don't care about me. I get it. That's fine. And they have a lot of people who are fans, a lot of people who don't care that they stepped on the flag or did some kind of a crazy lunatic type of a dance after they won and did it. Basically on top of the flag, it had to be rescued by another player. Thank goodness that happened. But it's disrespectful to me. And it shows that the women now have become, or couldn't, let's put it this way, they could not wait to become similar to the men in essence, in a sense that they wanted to be jackasses like the men want to be jackasses. Nothing bothers me more than when the New York Giants are losing by 28 points and one of the Giants defensive linemen sack a quarterback with 4 minutes to go in the game and he does a dance. Well, why? It's an embarrassment. So why go out of your way, I think, to look foolish during some of these events when you could take the higher road and act like you've been there. So I guess the women couldn't wait to act like men, and in fact they doubled down on it all and continued to do that. So to me it was very, very disappointing. And the idea that when you're wearing USA, right, when USA is on your chest, it's a different dynamic. So if you're playing for the San Francisco 49ers, or you're playing for a MLS team, or you're playing in somewhere, and you play for a baseball team, and you decide to take a knee, or you decide to speak out against the country, you have that right. You have that First Amendment right. And, I'll disagree with you, and I may turn the television off, and I may not watch you when you do it, but you have a right to do it. When you're wearing USA across your chest, it all changes. You're now representing me. You're representing the entire country. And you better be patriotic if you're representing me. And you better respect the flag and respect the red, white, and blue to me. If you don't do that, then, you're no longer my team. So I don't know how many of you have heard this, but there's a quick 40-second cut of audio that I want to share with you. It is a hockey coach, okay? And they're younger kids. It's a USA sort of tryout team. It was the first day of camp for a new minor league hockey team, actually right down the road here in Connecticut. And the assistant coach, John Kripnitsky, had something to say to the players. The players are young, right? They're young kids, and they're trying to sort of find their way out in the hockey world. And this is like a first step on their goal to go play in the NHL. And here's what this hockey coach had to say.
Hey guys, listen up for a second. First day of camp, but something really important. Okay, we're not women's soccer. We're not the NFL. If there's anybody here that's going to be disrespectful to either the American or the Canadian national anthem, grab your gear and get the f*** out now, because you'll never see the ice in this arena. We don't have that problem in hockey. We're better than that, but there was no sense in wasting anybody's time if that going to happen. I don't believe it would happen here. We're the most patriotic sport that they have out there, so just keep that in mind. Thank you.
All right, so there you go. That's a bunch of young hockey kids and a coach that set the record straight day one. Now, I would have hoped that the women's soccer coach could have done the same thing. They did not. And you get this political mishmash of, and I can guarantee you there are women on that soccer team that were not happy with the way Megan Rapinoe or Pino had acted over and over and over again. I can guarantee you that they are not happy about that. And, when you're representing me and you're representing, some schmuck in Iowa and a family in Seattle and a group in New Mexico and people who are, rooting for you in New York City and Florida, you got to be better than that. And there are some video, by the way, video footage, like where the girls were getting ready to go out on the field prior to the game or even after the game in one of their celebrations where they're playing the most vile hip-hop rap music, saying every negative thing that you can possibly imagine about females. I mean, I heard the video. I saw the video. And you got young girls watching this stuff. Now, again, I've always said this as an athlete. Right? My job is not necessarily to be a role model. Charles Barkley said it. And he's right. It's not my job to be a role model unless I'm wearing USA on my chest. Then it changes. When you decide to represent the United States of America, everything changes. If you're playing professional sports, you're playing basketball for the New York Knicks, or you're playing football for the LA Rams, you want to act like a jerk, it's up to that organization to decide how far they're going to let you go. Odell Beckham was a New York Giant until they didn't want to take his antics anymore. They traded him to the Cleveland Browns. Off he goes. Okay, so there's some control there. If you're playing for the United States soccer team or hockey team or whatever team representing the United States of America, you've got to be better than that. And if you're not going to be better than that, you should be bounced off the team. That's the way I feel. Because, you know, this is an honor. Yes, you're a great athlete and all that goes along with it. But you as an athlete have to be better than that. So I was over the top disappointed. I'm glad that they won, right? I didn't want them to lose. I got to the point before the Sunday match, I think, that I did want them to lose. But then I don't want that. I don't want to go that far. But then seeing the antics of some of the, in particular, Rapinoe, it's so aggravating. I'm sorry, it's just me. Maybe it's just me. Act like you've been there before. I mean, you can jump around and go crazy a little bit, but those wacky dances and essentially spitting on the American flag, you can take that. I'm sorry. That ain't for me. All right, so listen, we'll continue the conversation. We'll talk a little bit more about this, and I want to talk a little bit. I didn't even get into Kaepernick. We'll touch on Kaepernick and the Betsy Ross shoe again before we wrap it up at 7 o'clock Eastern time. But we'll take a quick break. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my Balance of Nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the Balance of Nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, Balance of Nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on Balance of Nature.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
I used to wonder when I saw people going into nice hotels, really nice hotels, taking a pillow with them. That was before I got a MyPillow, because I know it doesn't matter where I'm going. on. Whether I'm going to a one-star, three-star, five-star hotel, my pillow goes with me, whether it's just overnight or whether it's on vacation. And here's the great deal about my pillow right now. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Two my pillow premium pillows for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow. The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And it's still the same pillow. Great pillow, 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. And call them, 1-800-951-8175, or go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, click on the two-pack special, and get the best deal you've ever gotten on a good night's sleep when you get a MyPillow.
War now! Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the warrior.
My doctor suggests if you suffer from gut problems, skin conditions, yeast problems, candida, don't forget voice issues. I'm on the radio thousands of hours a year, radio and TV, and I've never missed 1 minute in 3 years and 4 months on the radio, not 1 minute, because if my doctor suggests I suck on their silver lozenges. My doctor suggests alkaline-structured silver products destroy yeast, bad bacteria, and viruses while not harming a good bacteria. I've experienced firsthand the power of healing that happens when you use their products. My voice is now a workhorse. I never missed 1 minute in 3 years due to a hoarse voice. No colds in 3 years and 4 months on the radio. Brain fog is gone. I go to bed late. Wake up early between 5 and 6 in the morning every morning. And the second I wake up, I don't have to, you know, kind of walk it off or work out it off or walk around for 3 hours or look at the internet. That's what I used to do. Now I'm sharp as a whip from the moment I wake up. And leaky gut, meaning fatigue and brain fog and colds and stomach upset, when you eat food, it's all gone because of the liquid that I drink twice a day, in the morning and the night, before I go to bed. And when I wake up, I drink their liquid silver, alkaline-structured silver. You can't get it in stores. You can only get it by calling the following number and website, and you get 20% off. Use the promo code ROOT for Wayne Allen Root. Use my last name, R-O-O-T, and get 20% off your order. Call 866-660-9868. You want to be as sharp and high energy as Wayne Root. 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root and use the promo code ROOT.
All right, thank you, Wayne. We are back. My name is Lee Elsie, and yes, on Thursdays I get a chance to sit in the big chair and hang out for Wayne for our first hour of the program. You can call in 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. We'll squeeze a couple calls in right now. We'll go all the way out to Long Island, where Chet is waiting. Chet, how are you?
I'm good, Lee. You know, it's becoming increasingly difficult for me to enjoy sports anymore.
Mm.
And, you know, it's unfortunate because I love sports. My kids are involved with baseball. We play all the time. We love to watch the Yankees. If they ever pulled a stunt like this, if Aaron Judge or any of the Yankees or any of the other athletes that I enjoy to watch did something like this, as far as the display with the flag, which I know was an accident, but it still looked very bad, disrespecting the president, disrespecting the country, I'm turning them off.
Right.
And as far as the women complaining about the salaries that they get, it's the revenue that you bring in, Lee.
Exactly.
The men's teams are just bringing in more. This is common knowledge. This is bare bones capitalism, isn't it?
The WNBA women, I think there's not one woman that makes more than $125,000 a year, I think, in that league, because nobody goes to the games. Now, $125,000 is what maybe LeBron makes a quarter, because there's the money's generated in the NBA. Sorry, it's the same thing in some of these other outlets. When the women can bring in the same kind of money, then they should get paid the same. Capitalism will work if you let it. That's all.
It's just not, and you're so correct. Maybe in 10 to 20 years we'll be there. We're not there right now. And what makes it even worse is when they go out there and they turn half of the viewers off by pulling these stunts. I didn't watch one of those games. Normally I do. That speaks volumes. You are losing a good majority of your audience when you do this stuff. And it happens far too much with the Hollywood actors. It happens with the musicians. It happens with the athletes. You know, back when you were playing, you didn't do this stuff, did you? You guys just went out there and played hard-nosed baseball, and you kept your politics to yourself. Why can't they do that now?
I don't know. And, you know, as you're speaking, I'm looking up something. And it says here, New York Times says that they talked to Ashlyn Harris. I guess I must be one of the players. I don't know the names. But she says she expected to make $400,000 in 2019. Another woman expected to make, a lesser player, make $168,500. I'm sorry, but again, capitalism let it work. If the girls were making like 10 grand for the whole year, I would say, okay, maybe there's a beef here. But if you're making $500,000 to play soccer, come on. Really? Give me a break.
One of the sports shows in New York, I'm not going to drop names on Wayne's program, yeah, but somebody called in and was talking about the revenue that the men bring in, and that the percentage that the women get opposed to the men, even though the men are bringing more revenue in,
yep,
the women get a higher percentage than the men do. So they have no argument.
Chet, you are 100% right. You're exactly right. We're right on the money. I got to run, but thank you as always. And a great caller from my home station over here in Connecticut, doing it every single day, Monday through Friday. I get a chance again to fill in here on Thursdays. I think I'm filling a whole bunch starting next week, too. So we'll be able to spend a lot more time together here on the great USA Radio Network. So once again, I got to take a break. We'll sweep through the bottom of the hour wherever you're listening, whether you're out there in Vegas or Minneapolis, our friends over in Dallas or San Antonio, everywhere in between. We'll talk a little bit about sex trafficking and how serious it is, and this whole Epstein case with Chris Hadgay. Next, stick around. It's the USA Radio Network.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply. If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
While speaking at the White House, President Trump says he can't understand why asking a citizenship question on the 2020 census is such a big deal.
Are you a citizen? We spend, this is another thing that's so crazy, $20 billion on a census, $20 billion. They spend $20 billion. I said, $20 billion what? $20 billion on a census. They go through houses. They go up. They ring doorbells. They talk to people. How many toilets do they have? How many desks do they have? How many beds? What's their roof made of? The only thing we can't ask is, are you a citizen of the United States?
The National Weather Service is issuing a hurricane warning for parts of Louisiana's Gulf Coast as Tropical Storm Barry continues to gain strength. Barry could become a hurricane by late Friday or early Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new Charcoal Pore Cleansing Brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new Charcoal Pore Cleansing Brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code RADIO.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
And as all of you know who listen to the show on a regular basis, I can give a personal pitch for Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for the medical costs. There are no networks. You choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. All four of my kids are members. It's my third year. I saved $18,000 in year one, $18,000 in year two, $18,000 in year three, $54,000 total. Plus, they reimbursed $2,000 out of a $2,500 dental bill for my son. I had three doctor visits in late 18. And all three doctors took Liberty HealthShare, no fee for any of them, not even a copay. Starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. It's my cost in loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, toll free, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com.
All right, we are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. And we have a very special guest joining us right now, Chris Hadnagy, who has been a law enforcement consultant for many years and now works with the ILF. Tell everybody what ILF is.
ILF is the Innocent Lives Foundation. So we're a nonprofit organization that focuses on, like you said, helping law enforcement to uncover and unmask people who prey on children on the internet.
How are you helping them out doing that?
Yeah, great question. So our main goal is to find the places where these predators are either trying to traffic children by grooming them, like on chat rooms, or where they're trading in child abuse material, like child pornography or other material like that, and where we're uncovering those locations, finding out who they are on the internet, and then finding out who they are in the real world, and handing all that information off to the appropriate law enforcement agents, and then having them handled properly in the judicial system.
Now, there are a lot of people out there who are listening to us right now, maybe living in their little suburbs and sweet little towns with immaculately manicured high school and all that goes along with that, and they think their kids are safe. But you know this. This is rampant, right? This sex trafficking with these kids, it's just everywhere, correct?
So last year, sex trafficking was estimated to be a $99 billion industry. So that's with a B, $99 billion industry. Worldwide, in 2017, 25 million men, women, and children were victims of human trafficking around the globe. So this is not, we're not talking about a few thousand people. We're not talking about third world countries. America is one of the largest resources and sadly, one of the largest users, client base, for sex traffickers in the world. So this is sadly a very large problem, and a very large problem right in our backyard.
Every case is different, obviously. Give me a typical scenario. How does some young girl, more often than not, get trapped in sex trafficking?
So there's a couple different scenarios that are common. So one of the more I'll give you maybe two or three of the common ones. One of the more common ones are massage parlors. So there's a lot of massage parlors in the United States that offer more than just massages. And those parlors will bring in undocumented migrants from overseas, Asian countries or Latino countries. They bring them in with promises that they're going to have high-paying jobs, they're going to support their families. Once they get in here, their passports are taken. They're kept in squalid conditions as sex slaves, and they're paying off massive amounts of debt. usually by offering sexual favors, and most of them are underage, and they're living in these massage parlors with no hope of ever escaping. The second way we see this is by runaways. Kids who run away from bad homes or foster homes, and they're on the streets, they get taken in by someone who shows them love, concern, care. When they're with these people, eventually what happens is they feel this love, but then that person says, oh, you know, can you just do this thing for my buddy? That buddy, then the next buddy, then the next buddy, then the next buddy. And before you know it, it's that person has become their pimp, and they're turning them out as a prostitute. These can be as young as 12, 13, 14-year-old girls and boys. And then the third way we see most common is something called sextortion, which is now on the ever-increase, which is people getting into chat rooms online, whether it's gaming networks or other chat rooms. They identify with these kids. They make them feel like they're talking to another person the same age, get them to take pictures or trade pictures of themselves. And once they have one risque or semi-nude picture, they then extort them into doing sex acts or taking more pictures on camera, which then gets traded or used for more blackmail. A recent statistic from the United Nations was that 51% of all those victims were women and 20% were girls, which means that 71% of all of those victims were of the female gender.
Right.
So it's just a huge, huge amount of people. You're looking at 25 million people Earthwide.
Folks out there listening, how would they look for signs that either it's sort of happening to their child or their neighbor's child or their nephew or whatever? What do they look for?
Yeah, so with your child, especially if your child spends a lot of time online or a lot of time playing role-playing games or games where they're interacting with strangers, look for signs like where your child becomes recluse, like where they're no longer hanging out with their friends or you. They spend a lot of time alone. If your child all of a sudden has gifts that you know you can't afford or they can't afford, and when you say, hey, where'd you get that? Oh, a friend gave it to me. That should be a huge red flag. If all of a sudden they have a secret relationship they don't want to talk about. Now, again, these things can all be normal. They can be normal teenage things, but we want to just say that if you see this, this should be enough to make any parent or grandparent stand up and say, I'm going to inspect that a little bit more. I'm going to dig a little deeper into what they're doing online to make sure they're not being groomed in one of these conditions. If you're not talking about your own kids or grandkids, when you're out in public, a lot of times if you see maybe one person with a large group of young people and those young people are not making eye contact, they're not on their cell phones, they're just off in a corner while this person seems to be controlling them, do not interact. You know, some people say, I'm going to go be the hero.
Right.
Take a picture of their license plate if you can. Report them right away. You know, go to the police. Let the police handle that. But don't go interact and try to be the hero and save them. But say something. Saying something can make a huge difference in saving those kids from being a victim.
Right, I want to just move quickly. I get a couple more minutes left before I got to run. But I want to ask you about Epstein, how somebody so rich and I guess powerful with all these friends flying the Lolita Airlines down to this island. I know a lot of it is alleged, but how can something like this actually occur?
Well, part of it is what you just said. He is so rich and powerful, and the network that he created, this is something we often see very commonly used in cases like this. He never did the grooming himself. He used people that most likely were abused by him as creating a network of girls to go get other victims for him. Right now, again, like you said, all alleged, but he had girls that were abused, and as they got older, he no longer was interested in them. So he made them go out and now get other girls for him of the age group that he was interested in. And you have a 19, 20-year-old girl approaching you, and you're a 14 or 13 or 12-year-old girl, that's much less scary than a grown man approaching you.
Right.
And he was very smart. In some of the cases of these women who came forward, he targeted young girls who were from poor families. They were destitute. The one I read yesterday, her dad had passed away from AIDS. The family was wrought with medical bills. 2 years after her dad passed away, all of a sudden she gets approached with a very high-paying job to just give some massages to a rich guy. And she's looking at that with $300 for an hour. Wow, that's more money than I ever thought I'd see. And that kind of offer attracts someone who's in that that destitute state.
Right.
And after you make a little bit of money, you see that, that's when the sexual offers start to come in. And it's not until, you know, you feel tied in. And then these girls, sadly, are forced into thinking it's their fault. They made a bad decision. They blame themselves, and that's why they never tell.
What about the people who are paying to be a part of this, the ultra-powerful individual, if you will, who wants to have relations with a 14-year-old child? I mean, again, you must see this all the time. For me, sitting behind this microphone, it's mind-blowing that there are this many people out there who are willing to do this. And is a part of the reason why it's so rampant is the idea that we don't have strong enough laws that when these people do get caught, they're not literally just thrown in the slammer for 20-plus years as a minimum when they're doing this kind of thing?
You know, it's a hard one to gauge on that, but it's like if you look back just in this country into the 70s, there were magazines that you can go buy at a newsstand that contained photos of naked preteens. There weren't strict laws in this country against these things. Just in our generation, when we were kids, you know, and I don't want to get too graphic for listeners, but there are websites on the dark web that focus on the molestation of infants and toddlers that have hundreds of thousands of members on their forums. Hundreds of thousands of people are part of these forums.
Sick.
So when you sit there and you say, like, you know, yeah, it's mind-blowing. It's mind-boggling to think that there's that many people that could be that perverted and that disgusting out there. But, yeah, they are. And it might be because there's not strong enough laws. It's also because when they get caught, these lawyers, like Epstein, like what happened to him 10 years ago.
Yep.
Very, very powerful lawyers got him off with nothing more than a little slap on the wrist.
Listen, I can't think of anything more disgusting, to be honest with you. It's about as low as it gets. So, Chris, whatever folks out there listening can do to help.
Thank you. So it's InnocentLivesFoundation.org, all one word. They can go to that website, check out information on how they can monitor their kids. We have a lot of info there. They can donate to the cause, report a case if they know someone is being abused, or just reach out to us for any more information that they want.
All right, Chris. Thanks for the time. I appreciate it. Chris Hadnagy, you know, again, sounds like he's just got his hands full. I just can't believe this is happening as much as it's happening. But thank you for doing what you're doing and making a difference out there. We appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right, brother. All right, we got to run. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at
that.
800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
War now!
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, my name is Lee Elsie. I fill in on Thursdays for the first hour of the Wayne Allen Root War Now Show. Again, our number, if you want to check in before we wrap it up, 833-927-8255. I got a good, listen, I have one major vice. I love fantasy sports. I have to admit it. I love it. So I have a friend of mine who built this incredible engine, and he is just magnificent at predicting stuff. It's called the Daily Average. You can go to thedailyaverage.com. And, you know, they got the DraftKings and the FanDuel and all that goes along with that. And this guy is able to create the best projections out there. So if you like that kind of stuff, and I would assume that a lot of the folks out here are listening to War Now would love it, because obviously Wayne is out in Las Vegas, and Las Vegas is the gaming capital of the planet. And again, these websites are taking the world by storm, but this guy's got something special. So you can check it out, thedailyaverage.com. Check it out today. Again, thedailyaverage.com. He wins just about every single night. It's pretty amazing. So the people who subscribe to him end up big winners down the road. So even me, who has an extensive sports background, I log on there and check it out every single night before we jump into the deep end of the pool when it comes to fantasy sports. I must admit, I like it. What can I tell you? I love fantasy sports, so it's a lot of fun. Check it out. TheDailyAverage.com. All right, before I go and wrap it up, I got to talk a little bit about Betsy Ross, the sneaker, Colin Kaepernick. So, you know, it's interesting. Nike now has handed over the power of life and death to a failed, mediocre, former professional quarterback who holds himself up as maybe the most noble-minded, righteous individual on the planet. Yes, Colin Kaepernick unwittingly tapped this ugly deep vein, this false American guilt. when he took a knee during the national anthem. He now stands, apparently, as the official harborer of history, the guardian of U.S. morality. Like Caesar, in the middle of a bloodthirsty Colosseum, Kaepernick can either give thumbs up or thumbs down when it comes to the world of fashion. So, Nike was going to release a patriotic sneaker, Betsy Ross flag on the back. Kaepernick said, not on my watch, thumbs down. Said it basically had connotations to slavery, etc., etc. Nike subsequently canceled the sneaker's release. So, if you want to follow Nike's logic, maybe we need to just simply use time frames in relationships to slavery as some kind of baseline for how we should quantify what is and isn't racist. So anything, any symbol, anything patriotic, any building built, any symbol put out there prior to the 13th Amendment being signed should be considered racially intolerant. Every American flag ever hung through 1865 should be looked upon with the same disdain as Betsy's abomination. In fact, maybe, all of the stars and stripes should be destroyed because maybe they offend somebody somewhere in this country gets offended by the red, white, and blue. Maybe we should maybe call on, I don't know, some kind of fashion designer to create some new fancy flag that has colors that really pop. Maybe we should maybe take a look at the Star Spangled Banner. It's old. It was written by Francis Scott Key in 1812. Maybe it has to be released. It was penned during slavery. That's it. Get together with Kanye and Taylor Swift, and they can collaborate on a brand new song that maybe is deemed more patriotic. How about the construction of the White House? By the way, that's racist right there. The Washington Monument. The Capitol, all built before slavery. Maybe it's time for those particular buildings to get burned to the ground, right? I mean, these buildings, they were around before Abraham Lincoln and the 360,000 Union soldiers gave their lives fighting for slavery. Kaepernick, man, he must be right. He must be on to something. Maybe it's time for like a reality television show starring Whoopi Goldberg and Robert De Niro, and they could do like the HGTV and have somebody design new buildings for Washington, new monuments that would be, again, much more racially sensitive because we've clearly gone over the line. I mean, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Samuel Harrington, John Penn, Thomas Jefferson, they should probably be sandblasted from the history books. Replace those names with Megan Rapinoe, Al Sharpton, Don Lemon, Elizabeth Warren, Colin Kaepernick, 90% of Hollywood. Remember the men that I mentioned before, they signed the Declaration of Independence. They basically pledged their lives, their fortune, their sacred honor when they knew slavery was going on every continent around the world. Shame on them. Listen, this nation is on the brink. It's dangling on the brink of insanity. I'm getting back to being non-sarcastic now. Slavery was the ugliest stain on the nation's history and should never, ever, ever be forgotten. However, insisting there's a racial undertow in every single debate is unfair, disingenuous, and honestly getting to be nauseating. How can Betsy Ross's flag be anything but a representation of freedom and patriotism? It can't, because it is. It's patriotic. Racism exists in the United States, but it's not an epidemic or systemic. The racially divisive left is wrong. Nike's wrong. Kaepernick is wrong. Again. So, that's the way I see it as far as Kaepernick and the Betsy Ross flag. The great Wayne Allen Root is next. I'll be back here, I think it's Wednesday next week, for a whole show. So I'm looking forward to that. You guys have a great day. Wayne will get it done. Getting ready to kick it in just a couple minutes. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now. I'll see you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
.com.